Hi there. This 2-minute message is on the topic of balance as an individual condition. That is, that there is no universal prescription for how to bring balance for that person versus another. The doshas demonstrate this quite clearly, I think. I have many friends of a Vata constitution. They tend to be thin and wiry. They say that their minds are racing at times. And they tend to have very strong and regular exercise or movement practices in their life. If they are feeling out of balance, they will tend to not want to stop that active movement that's a regular part of their lives. But to bring balance, they tend to need a form of grounding and rest. I have elements of Kapha constitution, and if I'm feeling out of balance, I will tend to feel like the couch has a hold over me and I don't want to get up and move. But when I do, it brings me balance. So that very simple example with the doshas, whether you were to use that example or another, it can be very helpful to empower your students to remember that their practice is a time to help bring balance for them, both in this moment and as a practice for bringing balance in the rest of their lives. So one way to say that is, if you tend to be someone who works and exercises really hard, that you find it difficult to slow down, that you won't check in with yourself, you just kind of go, 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 then use your practice as a time for checking in, slowing down, relaxing, resting, finding balance in that way. And if you are the type of person who moves more slowly, feels more hesitant, isn't a risk taker, then you may wish to use your practice as a time for trying new things, for increasing your pace, for taking more mindful risks. So in that way, you can help your students to use their practice to bring balance for them.